Nothing's possible. Binky Mac on the track, DJ Sales, Iceberg the Great, Mr. Los Angeles. I'm here with the sister that's working against gang violence. You got Miss Bubbles, Miss Spring, Lady Slick, Putt, and Mary the Therapist. And Miss Mary the Therapist, man. She got that card for you. She wants you to sit down and tell her about how you feel. She makes sure you walk around feeling good about yourself. I mean, I need all the G's, YG's, OG's, double G's, triple OG's. Without y'all, we can't make it happen, man. This is our community. Our main goal is to reach the young children that are followed by TVs and media. Special thanks to the commander for the elite gang intervention training. Special shout out to Skip Townsend for opening the door. Like I said, these ladies are here to help. They're here for gang intervention, domestic violence. Shout out to those who support. They're here for the mothers who lose their sons to jail and or death. If you with the movement, please check these sisters out. Like I said, Miss Bubbles, Miss Spring, Lady Slick, Putt, and Mary the Therapist.
Welcome to Swag Talk. And like always, I always start off with a prayer. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for another day of life above ground and not up under it. I ask, Father, that you use our speakers to make a difference and to turn lives around, as well as to educate our listeners on how hood life is to these gentlemen sitting here. So today, I'd like to welcome, starting from my right, would be Jaime. No, that's my left.
Yeah, your left.
Whatever it is. No.
Her left.
That's my left.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jaime is from Watts. He's a gospel rapper. I'll let him tell you his story. Then he's also on executive board of Ceasefire. And then we have Skip Townsend from Second Call, also on the board, executive board of Ceasefire. And then we have YDM Sweezy. He's a rapper, upcoming new artist. So I'd like to thank all of you guys for coming out today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So our topic today is Bloods and Crips. Does it really matter what you are if we're all killing, hurting, slandering, and hating on each other? So I ask you guys to come here today because I know that you all have lived that life. You're still watching it go on. And so we want to get a little input from you guys on how life was for you guys then and how you see it now.
Well, Bubbles, let me just start by saying I want to say amen to the end of your prayer. Can I start with that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is like the Steve Harvey show. Okay, we're going to have our first caller. I believe it's Spring. We're in her. She's absent today, so I think she wants to call and give us her excuse.
Come on, Spring, call in.
There you go. There you go. There you go. You started off with a good prayer. I heard our intro, and now you're starting. I just wanted to call in my absence. I wanted to say thank you to our special guest, Hyman. Is Skip there as well?
Yes, he is.
Okay, hello, Skip.
What's LF, going on, Spring?
What's going on? LF, I heard you back there too.
Hi.
And she's on time.
She was on time.
Hi.
Oh, man. Here they go.
There you go. That's all right. That's all right.
It was the medicine.
She's been on time. So I just really wanted to call. Is Snoopy there? Is our co-host?
I'm here.
Snoopy is here.
How are you?
I'm good, Spring. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for stepping in. And I just wanted to call and just say thank you guys for being in there for us this evening. And I listened to the intro and I heard everything, Bubbles. It sounds good. And amen to your prayer as well.
Thank you. I'll see you when you come home. Love you.
All right. I love you guys too.
Okay, bye.
Have a good show. Bye.
Okay, so I want to start off with a question so anybody can feel free to answer it. Why do you guys feel there's so much hatred in the hoods amongst homies? I mean, there's a whole lot going on. And from what I see is when you down, they talk about you. When you up, they talk about you. So what would you guys have to say about that to start off with? Skip Townsend.
I would say when we separate, whenever there's a reason to separate. I mean, let's just go back in time before they were Crips and Bloods. They were just black people working together here in L.A. and Watts. Not even in Compton. We weren't even allowed in Compton back there in the 60s. We were just put in a certain area. But when we found reason to separate, when some people were able to move to the west side, when some people moved south to Compton, we started separating, started claiming areas. And that made us competitive against each other. So even in the same community, we separate. You know, you take most of the community, they separated by streets now. They separated by addresses. You got the 400 fighting the 500, and you got the, you know, the different streets, the 20th Street fighting 30th Street. We found reason to dislike each other as black people, and then we find reason amongst the same community to dislike each other either. You know, so I believe it's distractions, and the separation is really difficult to have relationships with people your entire life, and then instead of looking for reasons for us to come together, we start looking for reasons why they're not like us. Why those people down the hill ain't like the ones up on top of the hill. Or those people that would be at the park ain't like the ones who hang at the liquor store. So
right,
I think that's
right.
That's what ends up happening. And, you know, the cliques come together and the drinking, the drugs, and we find reason to be mad at each other. And I don't agree with it. And I think it's ignorance. Our biggest problem is fear and ignorance. That's my take on it.
Jaime?
You spoke on allies, you know, why we go against each other. And to me, just sitting in the middle of it, the midst of it, you see that it's a lot of conflict coming from pride and ego and just hanging around each other too much with too much idle time, basically. And once you got all that idle time on your hands, you can't do nothing. And you part of, you know, death and destruction, that's going to come amongst each other, you know? And then you're going to start, you know, backstabbing each other and things of that nature. So for me, I grew up with a lot of that in my neighborhood, my community, you know, and, you know, allies just turning into enemies. And to this day, you know, we still call them enemies. And like Skip said, I don't agree with it. That's why we do the work that we do, because
right,
we standing against it. And it's time to be aware, you know, bring awareness, go back, you know, show the people that's walking around sleep, trying to follow behind our footsteps and thinking
right,
they making up something. And they not, you know, they far from being brand new with doing things. And it's just hard because they desensitized right now. And we got to re-educate from us all the way down to them. Because if we don't re-educate ourselves, you know, even the ones that's doing good and trying to be productive, you know, because we still have conflict within ourselves that we got to fix. Mm-hmm. So once we do that, then we can go back there hand in hand and tell them people, you know, let's do better.
Right. I want to ask before I get to Sweetie, because it's part of the same question. I've witnessed firsthand a homie killing another homie. I mean, this is someone that you hung with, somebody that you trust, somebody that you probably went to middle school with or something. What do you guys think about that? And I'll go with you first, Sweetie. I mean, we could see going to the park and taking fades. But then they come out with the guns and they start killing each other. And that's where I get, what's the difference between Bloods and Crips if you killing and hurting each other in your own backyard? People that's from your own community, your own hood. I mean, what do you think about that?
I mean, honestly, I feel like everybody's going through the same thing everywhere, period. So really there is no division. It's division, but when you really look deeper into it, it's not. It's a lack of productivity, really, and jealousy.
Okay. Sandra, you got anything to say?
Do you feel that there's no loyalty left in these neighborhoods? Do you feel there's no loyalty left in these neighborhoods?
First off, can you say what's your definition of loyalty?
Yeah, we could go ahead.
Because everyone has a different definition.
I feel there is, or it could be, but it's a lot of
work. What is your definition for loyalty? Because we know that certain people have, like Skip said, cliques they hang with, you know, because I used to hang at the bus stop. And then my best friend, she hung at Louisiana Chicken. And, you know.
That was Golden Bird.
That was Golden Bird.
No, they had changed it to Golden Bird. I'm not going to say her name. But, oh, well, Skip will go that far. Yeah, I hung at the bus stop that many years. From when Golden Bird changed to Louisiana.
But for me, though, loyalty is being true to the end, being true through it all, no matter what's going on. Just like you was true to it when it was going good, be true to it when it's bad, you know? And I experienced non-loyalty because, you know, I was snitched on twice.
Right.
By my so-called homeboys and sent to the pen almost 20 to life. So loyalty wasn't there, and it been watered down since my generation of being there, you know, but I looked at the generation before me, and that's what I stood on. But my generation took it another path and did it a whole nother way and took the coward's way out. And you know, I was always a younger dude hanging with the older dude, so I think that's why my mentality was a little different. And loyalty don't exist these days. And they, like they say, it's no honor amongst thieves.
So I'm going to go to Skip. What happens, like Jaime just gave his definition of loyalty and how he was crossed. How do you handle when you've been crossed by one of your homies? Because I know that your life has changed a whole lot, like drastically. I'll let you tell your own story, but I don't know if everybody in here knows, but Skip saved my life. Well, he planted the seed. And then it went from there because I was, like, totally out of control. And I really thank you, and I want to commend you for that right now. But how do you handle that? Because you've been through it. I'm just now starting to go through it, but now I really feel your pain. But how do you handle it, and how do you deal with them people that you know don't like you or don't care about you? How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, Bubbles, for me, I want to say that I'm 51, so you're talking about right now. Right now is totally different than how I handled it back in the day. So right now what I do is I think about people that came before me. I think about Bo Taylor because he told me. Bo Taylor was telling me that when we were putting stuff together, a lot of times he wouldn't deal with the Midtown area. And I'm like, man, you from Midtown. And he said, man, I'm going to have to kill somebody over there, Skip. And I didn't understand it. I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, man, you the brand new Martin Luther King Jr. Why would you have to hurt somebody? But I get it now. I understand. And so the way I deal with it now is I bless them. I give them the blessings, like, bless your heart. When the people hate me, I say, I understand. I understand why you hate me. I understand why you don't like me. I understand it, and I'm not mad at you. I forgive you. That's now. But
before,
back in the days, I became loyal to something totally different. I became loyal to something that was global. It was across the county of Los Angeles. I didn't become loyal to one street. I became loyal to what we stood for and had to fight against. And that was when we went to juvenile hall, we went to YA. We had to find somebody who was like me. I don't care where you come from. You could say, I come from Pacoima or I come from Compton. Yeah. Oh, we the same, though. And I need to know you because they about to rush us when we go to jail.
Right.
So I became loyal to something that was bigger than just my area. And for me, it's heartbreaking to see that we go against what we started. And I'm 51, but I wasn't one of the originals, but the guys who were 60 and 62 that started this because of the invasion of Raymond Washington and Tookie and them, you know, we had to come together. So for me to see that loyalty was broken back in the early 80s when certain people started fighting each other and when the drugs came and now we robbing each other and then finally by 93, in Pasadena, they went all out war with each other. In Inglewood, my brothers started fighting each other in Inglewood, and I was like, man, what is we doing?
Right.
And now I see in Compton, it's out of control. You know, cross Rosecrans, you can't cross the street because they're fighting each other, and it's killing me inside. It really, this is what drives me to do the work. You know, how can I stop the black-on-black violence, but how can I stop the violence amongst brothers, you know? It's fratricide.
Sweezy, what do you have to say? How would you handle, I don't know if you've ever been crossed or disrespected. How would you handle, or how could you tell the kids that may be listening or watching, how would you handle a situation where you've been crossed by one of your homies or a close homie, and like Jaime was snitched on and was facing a lot of time, because you're younger than they are. So this is like three different eras of generations right here sitting at the table. Mm-hmm. But Skip, I know what Skip probably wanted to say was he probably would have killed somebody back in the day, but now he has a whole new different perspective. Because I know that's how I was, and I'm a female. But how would you feel, I mean, now, in today's time, how would you feel if you were crossed by a homie?
I mean, it hurts for real. Like, when you put your life on the line for it for real, or you done been out there and done stuff, and then they, you know, they can talk or say whatever. All right.
Caller? I don't know. Caller?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, caller. Say your name.
Yes.
This is your son's mama. I told you I was going to call you.
What's the name?
Your name. Hello, say your name. I am not mama on air.
Hey, this is Shooter calling out of New York.
Yeah, okay, they're calling from New York. Yeah, and we have Jaime in here. We have Skip is here and Wheezy in here. And I believe they're all of you guys Facebook friends.
Yeah.
So hey, do you have any questions you want to ask any three of them?
Well, this is the first and pleasant time that I can talk to my big brother, Skip. Skip, how do you handle things like that? When your homies is out of control sometimes, as of backbiting, as far as, and you believing in them and they calling themselves your brothers.
Man, it's really hurtful, as Bubble said, and one of the things that I had to do is become at peace with myself. It was about maybe 4 or 5 months ago, one of my homegirls got shot. I'm at the hospital, and one of the younger homies took a swing at me, and he missed. And that moment when he missed, and I know he's a fighter, I know that he's one of them beast-type mode dudes, I realized that he really didn't want to hit me, you know, and I became at peace with it because he had the opportunity to come, and he didn't. He wants to talk. So it let me think to myself that these guys envy me. They really want to be me. And one of the guys who was very vocal and adamant about Skip, don't do nothing. Skip ain't this. He asked me, he said, hey, man, let me go to work with you. When you go to work, let me go. And I'm like, man, so that's what the hate is about then, brother. I said, all the stuff you said about me, he said, well, let me just roll with you. And I realized then that, you know, I'm thinking back to my childhood. If I didn't understand something and I'm looking at somebody, man, it's easy for me to hate them because they look just like me. And I'm not hating them because I really don't like them. I'm hating them because I can't do what they're doing, or I don't know how, and they're not taking the time to show me. So, you know, I'm at a peace with myself, brother. So what I do is I don't attack. As Bubble said, you know, back in the days I was ignorant. I probably would have tried to shoot everything that moved, you know. But I know that's not the way, because then I would be one of the ones who was killing my own homies. And it'd be out of ignorance, man. So I look for peace with inside myself, brother, and I bring it with me wherever I go.
Yeah. Well, I commend you. Just know, in New York, we look up to you, and I pass your words. I see you on TV a lot, man. In New York, I watch you, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
I got a contact for you, you know?
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
That's a lot of going on. It's like breaking rules, man. It's like you take a flash or something, and then people just snatch it back, you know what I mean? Because they don't really know the outbringing of it and the real upbringing of what you represent. You feel what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. Well, let's educate them. That'll stop a lot of it. Once we educate them, brother, ignorance and fear is our biggest enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Shooter, for calling.
You know I love you, Mama.
Okay.
You know I love you, Mama.
Love you guys, too. Talk to you later.
Hey, can I add to what Skip was saying on that subject? Because
yeah.
The biggest problem, you know, what I think he's really searching for is he got to be real with himself. Because if he out there living that lifestyle and he trying to find honor amongst them thieves, he in the wrong place. So by him seeing that it ain't no honor amongst thieves, it's God giving him a message saying you in the wrong place from
exactly.
the get-go. So you need to just shake those people all together.
Exactly.
I
like
wouldn't
that.
Say shake the people. Turn around and educate them.
I mean,
you know, so let me not give up. And move from my community. Let me yeah. stay and improve my community.
Yeah, that, and that's what I mean. Educated. What I mean by shake them is do you start from start your
yeah, start
like
with
me?
Self.
Like
right.
you know,
start
I can't.
Self,
I, you know,
it.
I didn't. What I dealt how I dealt with my homeboys. Unfortunately, the first case I got out with, like you know, the guy tried to get at me and you know thought it was gonna be a win situation. If he whooped me, then that justified what he doing. But it you know, God showed favor and I end up whooping on him. Didn't want to do it, but you know, it came to me. In the second situation, I just forgave and moved on.
Right.
And then when the people, they try to bring me and pass with them, I just said, man, God bless them, you know, just stay out of my way, you know, and hopefully they learn from their mistakes too. And I got to look at the bright side of it. I got my second chance. God gave me favor to come back out here and do what I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I got to disassociate myself with them. But I, like he said, I still go to the neighborhood and I lead by example. I'm still going to be me. I'm not over there hanging on the corner passing blunts, pushing the sack, put you know what I mean, trying to get into that lifestyle with them. I just go through there, you know, show my presence, you know, embrace the people that I love and respect, you know, and just keep it moving. And then those people see and start asking questions after a while.
Right.
And then you open the door, you know, to be able to have a dialogue with them and then invite them to things and give them an eye opener. So, you got to, what I said about leaving them, you just got to go do you. You got to get yourself
right.
fixed first.
Right.
Because how I ended up back in prison because I was fixed, but I didn't know how to apply that focus I had on the yard to the streets, and I let all them old influences spin me, and I went back.
That was a distraction, man.
Exactly.
Okay, caller.
Yes, this is Paul Boy. Can I? This is Paul Boy. Give a shout out to my big home girl Bubbles and my wife Sandra Pleasant.
You crazy.
And Skip is in here, too.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on, man? I met this young lady in here, man, who wouldn't tell me her daddy name. But I told her I knew who it was, though.
And she say, every homie ain't your homie.
Man.
Yeah, they're my babies. Uh-huh. I had to work. I couldn't make it today. I'll make it one day soon for y'all.
Oh, sweetie,
man. Changes with you, too.
How y'all taking care of the kids and, you know, doing what y'all supposed to do, you know?
Yes. Coming along. Sweezy is in here.
What's good, Beezy?
Sweezy.
What's going on, man?
Man, lounging, man, enjoying life.
Yeah, you know, me too. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay,
y'all.
All right, Sweezy, do you have anything to say anything to add to what Jaime and Skip said?
And the thing is, it's all fun and game until reality kicks in. It's fun hanging, all that is fun, the partying is fun. But then when it comes down to doing this jail time, these camp programs, or going to these funerals and all that, then it's not fun no more. And cats want to take a step back and start talking and doing too much. Like, it's consequences, man. It's not fun like you see on TV with Hollywood and all that stuff.
Auntie. Well, sometimes somebody
talking about that Empire stuff now.
Oh, I can't mess with that show. She a snitch. Can't do it.
Look, see, here we go.
Reality okay. TV.
Now, this one I think is a good one. Because we face it and I see it in the neighborhood every day. How, let's say, Skip has a lot of kids. A whole lot of kids.
She said the dog pound.
But it's things that happen in the neighborhood. Let's say how Skip just said his age. He's 51. But how when we came up, it's like we worked for our reputation. We was out in the street. We was putting it in. We was putting it down. And how these youngsters come up that don't know nothing, haven't done nothing, but they claim in our neighborhoods, but they living off the reputations of their daddies, they uncles, they cousins. So really, they not real gangsters. I mean, how do we let these kids know? Well, your kids know. You just told us that your daughter was good. They graduated from school, and they not out there in the park trying to hang and drink, and they saying, oh, that's Whoopty Whoop, son. That's Skip, son. You know, I mean, how do we stop these kids from trying to emulate what they see in the park? Like, what happened with the kids from our neighborhood and watching us and how they got caught up? How do we show them this is not the way? Don't watch nobody. Be, like you said, have your own identity. Be your own self. I mean, how can we reach the kids? How can we tell them today?
First of all, you gotta be there. Everybody from my neighborhood now in their 20s and early teens, they my homeboys and my homegirls. Sons, daughters, nephews, nieces, cousins, all that. And they not there to raise none of them. They over there living their life, getting out the way. And they keeping them all out in the way doing what they need to, you know. They out there running amok thinking they got it all figured out. They leading the pack. You know, it's the blind leading the blind. So first and foremost, you got to be there for your child. You got to be there for the youth.
You, Skip?
Yeah, well, let me just do a disclaimer because I do have three that are following the negative footsteps. You know, I got one that's in prison now. I got one that's at Second Half Park every day. And I got another one that's out in Compton hanging on Avalon somewhere. So I do have those who follow the negative footsteps, even though I'm working hard at trying to direct them in the right direction. But as you said, I got 12, so... 3 out of 12, you know,
probably
I'm working with, and the rest of them, you know, I'm doing my best at rearranging. But I think one of the things that happens is, I think back in the days it was cute, you know. I used to take pictures a certain way. I stand a certain way, like I was on the yard, and I had the pigtails. So I had my son with long hair, and he'd had the pigtails, and you know, there's certain colors I wear, so I'd make sure he wore them colors too, and you know, I kind of asked for it. What did I think that was going to happen?
Right.
You know, and then I argue with Kenny, with Monster all the time, right? Because he thinks that his kids are the most ignorant of all, right? And I'm like, nah, brother, they was following you. And he said, man, I ain't do that. And I'm like, you did do that.
You did do that.
So me and Kenny argue back and forth, and I say, man, I understand where your boys are coming from, because the same porch they sitting on is the same porch we sat on. The same porch your mama wanted us to come in the house. Same porch you wondering why they sitting on this porch. It's what we did. I know that they're watching, you know, and it's a cycle. It's a cycle that has to be broken. And if it's not broken with straight A's and getting on the honor roll, then we're looking for the same thing to happen with our children. And subconsciously, though.
So now, Sweezy, since you heard Skip and Jaime, I know you're going through your own personal issues, and I know that you're a new father. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? I'm not going to say what would you do since you're here. What are you going to do to change and break the cycle?
Man, first you got to unlearn what you learned already. It goes back to breaking the psychological chains of slavery and the foolishness. You got to cut the foolishness out. Like, a lot of stuff is seen on social network and it's cool. It's like it's viewed on TV and different things. Everything is cool. You got to like cut certain things out. Whatever you put in is what you're going to get out, pretty much.
Okay, I think the question for me of the day is, how do you differentiate? Did I say the word right?
I don't know what that
differentiate.
Word is.
Differentiate?
Differentiate.
Oh, I thought that was D-Friend, like on Facebook.
Well, I'm
like,
so, you know, y'all know what I mean. Homies. How can you tell who your homies and who's not your homies?
In this day and age, that's hard.
That was a commercial.
Oh, my bad.
You know
what happened?
Nothing, we good.
Keep it real. Okay, how can you tell? I mean, because we all live in the same community. And and Jaime and his geographical neighborhood, they from that community, and then you're from another different community. But just because we from the same community don't mean that I'm supposed to trust everybody in there. How do you handle those? How can you tell who your real homie is and who's not?
My real homies been very, very few. I grew up being hated. You know, everything been backstabbing. You light skinned, you got good hair. You know, and wow. I grew up east side grimy out of Watts. You know, I feel like I'm the bumpy faced dude too. You know, I didn't look at myself different from them. Gin. But you know, as soon as you see them, yeah, you know, soon as they, you know, you get into it, they want to hit you in the face and all that stuff. So right. I grew up, you know, with odds against me, and coming from, I came to Watts when I was 8 years old. From the East Coast, so my mentality was different off top. So my base, a lot of people gangbang for different reasons. And the reason I got involved with that lifestyle was to survive. So I had to sleep and eat with the wolves just so I could survive and stay close. Most people wanted that lifestyle. I really didn't want it, you know. Right. But in order to survive and come up out on top, you know, God willing, you know, I couldn't have did it without God. You know, I couldn't have did it without, you know, a praying mother. But everything that I've been through is everybody got a different story, you know, and it's so many reasons why we do what we do and why we don't do what we do. A lot of people, kids now, like if you was hard on the streets, you raised your kid up to be square. You sent him to the private school, all that stuff. So now that person got older and now he want to get involved with that lifestyle because he feel he too square. He got something to prove. My daddy was this or just caught up in what he see day to day because the majority rules. At the end of the day, the majority rule, and right now the majority is negativity and non-productive people on the block. That's why we got 15-year-olds being shot out there. We got babies, 8-year-old babies getting killed. You know, you got people that's non-affiliated like me riding down the street catching 5 shots in my car, random for nothing. You know, so it's people need to go back and grab them kids. Right. Your kids, right. Kids meaning anything under 30. Go grab your babies and educate them. Go hug them, go hold them, go post up with them. Don't leave nowhere, you know, don't leave them nowhere. Like us, like what I tell Skip and everybody I deal with on the front line doing this gang intervention, gang prevention, I'm banging peace, man. I'm out here for the long haul. My life on the line for this.
Right.
If we got to go in front of some guns, I'm trying to do it.
That's right.
Because if you don't stand in front of them guns, then that 8-year-old baby going to get shot. Right. My daughter going to get shot. You know what I mean? So we got kids to graze up, and that's that next generation that we got to save. We got to stop hiding in the closet, hiding in the house, and running up top down to Victorville with cheap rent. Right. Stay down here and raise your, you know, change
yeah,
the
do what you got.
Change the face of your community. Don't run from the community.
Right.
Skip?
I don't really understand the word differentiate, so I'm a go ahead and think of it like this. You say,
ain't
how
that
do I
a
know?
Word?
It probably
is. It is.
No, it is a word. I'm just saying that I don't use it. You know, I got the 11th grade education. So, but one of the things that I do is I realize that even growing up, as Jaime said about survival, but I made a choice. I became distracted, and the distraction was I wouldn't wear my glasses. I couldn't see. So I decided to choose the negative lifestyle. And in choosing that negative lifestyle, I hit the streets instead of hitting the books. And hitting the streets and running with certain people, and I knew what they were into, then I put all my hope and trust. Let me tell you about being loyal. I used to call every day. I used to call the big homie, Monster's brother, every day and say, what we doing? What we going to do today? Now, imagine the loyalty in that. He said, we going to ride our bikes to L.A. High. Now, okay, we're here. Don't leave. Here I come.
Right.
And so that's but that's ignorance, where right. I'm letting someone else dictate whether I'm gonna be dead or in jail at the end of the day. That's big loyal, but that was a decision. So I can't even blame the survival. I can't even blame, you know, like Jaime said, this, you know, this, because I could have said, hey, man, I'm at home chilling, or I'm gonna go to school, or I'm gonna read a book, or I'm gonna try to get a job, right. You know. But instead, I looked to see where y'all going. Don't leave me. Here I come. You know, after we had moved away, my mother moved to Inglewood, and I'm still calling, like, where y'all going? Don't leave. You know, I'm about to catch that bus down Crenshaw.
I did that, too.
You know, so here I come. And so,
40,
you know, so,
you know,
I got to realize it was a choice I made. It was a decision I made to be a part of the foolishness and stick with it and give it my all. And, you know, there was a guy who was in jail with me, in prison with me when I was in prison. He asked me would I die for my daughters. I had two little girls, and I said, yeah, I died for them. And he told me to calm down. He said, the same effort and energy, you talking about dying for them, would you live for them? He said, are you willing now, from this point, now that we had this conversation, are you willing to live for them same daughters? He said, how hard is that going to be for you to live for them? And I was like, man, shut up. But that was because I couldn't process it at the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't figure out what I'm going to do with that. Once he dropped that nugget on me, I was like, man, I want to hear that. But really, that's what I needed to put in my soul. Like, man, I need to live for these same people that I'm ready to die for.
Exactly.
Yep.
Sweezy.
Man. He pretty much just hit it on the head. But it's more so, like, for me, it was wanting to fit in more so, probably. Getting caught up with cats I grew up around and just hanging out, you know? But
every homie ain't your homie. Do you feel like all your homeboys from your hood are your really? Community?
Some of these dudes don't even know. That's the thing, like, you know. But no, they're not. I mean, even in the household, sometimes family ain't family. So how can you expect anything outside of that?
Yeah,
you
know? That's right there.
That's the thing. People expect different outcomes from things, and you always got to break it down and look back from the beginning. You know, siblings don't get along. So how do you expect to get along with others?
I know, because me. Okay, yeah, okay, caller. Hi, caller. Caller.
Hello.
How you know it's a caller?
I know, yes.
Because she. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Because I didn't hear the phone ring, I'm just saying.
It's something else. Okay, is there anything that we'll start from Jaime's end again? No, we're going to start from his end. Sweezy, is there anything you would like to tell the young listeners that are on here as opposed to, like, back to the topic? Well, I basically, the Bloods and the Crips thing, it's, I find that doing the work, intervention work, I had went and spoke with Big Mag from Hoover. She asked me to come speak. They gave a event, and when I went to the place, I'm looking and it's like nobody in there. It's like everybody had on all blue. And she told me to tell them who I was today. No, who I used to be and who I was today. So when I told them who I was, everybody's mouth dropped. Like, no, she didn't just say that. And then I told them who I was today. And I also let them know that the person I was before would not have hardly been standing in this room with you guys. I wouldn't even came across that street right there to come in this setting with you guys. And at the end of what I was saying at the end of the, it was more them coming at me, talking and laughing, and then my own people, which was like one or two other people in there. And I found that these same two women right here, I rocks and rolls with them. It's like I could trust them. I could depend on them more than I could depend on people from my own community.
So now you're being interviewed. How did that make you feel? And how do you deal with that, knowing that you can go in other communities and they embrace you, and then you come home to your own community and they throw rocks at you?
They don't hear you.
Why?
You know what? I'm working on that because I find myself arguing and cussing and fussing, and that ain't cool.
But I mean, on a real note right now, we giving ourselves a solution because we asking ourselves, what do it take? And it take us to crisscross. It take me to the blue side to go to the red side go to the blue side, because they not gonna hear us because they too busy looking at us for whatever conflict they got with us, whatever rider stripes they think that we got, and they not gonna hear that. But when you see somebody opposite side that you never had a chance to talk to because you was too busy shooting at, you find out I've been in prison with dudes that we was gunning with, and I didn't tell them who I was till later. And then they was like, but you cool, though. I said, exactly. Exactly. That's the point I was trying to make before I identified your tattoo on your neck. You know, you can't identify me like that, you know?
Right.
And so it was a learning lesson for everybody. And right now, that's our solution right now. I'm going to have to come over there. You're going to have to go to my side for people to listen, because they're not hearing us when we go inside our own element.
But the main thing is stay consistent with your walk, with your talk. Right. Stay consistent. Even though they throwing rocks, even though they burning hoops and saying jump through it, whatever it is, just stay consistent. Because for me, that's what's important. Minister Tony Muhammad told me that if I ever stop and think about not doing this work, he said, well, then, Skip, you need to check yourself. Don't check the people stabbing you in the back. Check yourself if that's bothering you. He said, because the bigger you get, the more powerful you become, the more powerful your enemy, the bigger the knives that are going in your back. Mm-hmm. He said, so check yourself now. And I said, all right, let me shut up, not ask that question no more.
I never looked at, I'm starting to get more attacked. And what I say now is, man, now I know how Skip felt. You know, but I'm not as humble as Skip. I'm not there yet, but I'm working on it because I feel convicted after I do it.
I was convicted before. Go ahead.
But I wasn't convicted for no crimes. I always got done. That's another story.
They say you're not doing nothing right if they're not talking about you, though. So.
Right. Well, that's deep, too.
That's what right. I tell them.
And then think about this. Think about what they did to Jesus Christ, man. They drug him through the streets. They hammered him to a cross. And, you know, I mean, just think about all the people that came before you. They said that the prophet Muhammad was crazy. He went in a cave and talked to himself. You know, I mean, look at, man, they chased Moses and his whole entire people. Look mm-hmm. what they do to leaders, man. Look at Martin Luther King Jr. did not make 40. He right. didn't make it to 40 years old. Malcolm X did not make it to 40. Medgar Evers did not make it to 40. George Jackson did not make it to 40. All these people were killed because they want to lead their people.
And don't think you can't lead because of your negative lifestyle, your past. Because, you know, look what they did with Malcolm X. He became a strong leader out of prison.
I think we could, I'm going to ask LS and Snoopy, too, to get them in on conversation. We could really identify with that right here. No debates, no getting vicious with it. But you could tell about how you yourself, LS, has tried to change and how the stones are coming up against you. And Skip and Jaime, they just told you how to deal with it. So how do you feel about it? How are you going to start handling things now that you in here with these young men that have told you what to do? What are you going to do different?
I'm going to keep doing what I've been doing. I don't argue. I don't feed into that. It's BS. Why mm-hmm. would I feed into BS? What am I benefiting from that? Why
Since am I going to talk to them?
Why would I stress myself out? I'm not going to stress myself out. I'm going to continue my journey. Either you with me or against me.
And most of the time, they are against you.
Yeah,
you
they've always been
away
against
and
me.
Just keep walking and don't look back.
And it hurts. She got a perspective on a woman side because females been a lot of this. Death and destruction on our end. You know, they've been the reason why we've been shooting at each other and influenced to do that negative stuff behind relationships or just motivated by whatever they putting in our ear. So, you know, we sit up there and act like we strong men and we do what we want, but at the end of the day, we led by other entities. That
we're the backbone.
Well, it's the influence. You're the influence. So if you told men that, you know, no more sagging, we're not having it. Everybody who ain't working, man, I'm not going to date you.
Exactly.
You'll see how many people pull their pants up and get right. a job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a pet peeve of mine. Pull your pants up.
And get a job.
Yes,
go
sir.
To work every day.
I feel that in my daughters every day. None of that.
Sandra, you got daughters here that we're going to hear from in a minute. But do you want to say a little something about how you grew up and how you handled the hood life and every homie at your homie?
Yeah, I was born and raised in the West Adams area.
Right down
and some, you know, once my kids began, they want to wear red. Mama, I want red shoestrings. I want to do this. I want to do that. I did leave the community, but I didn't move that far. But I had to put my foot down. Their father was in the feds. I didn't know what else to do, where to turn to, and I was all alone. So I was raised doing everything, the negative things. I have brother, you know, my brother who I followed behind. He did this, he did that. So I was with him. I was with it, whatever he wanted to do, my homeboys. But once I grew up and I realized that this is not the path I wanted to take, I had everybody, some of my homegirls was like, you know, turn their nose up at you. They don't want to be your friend because you're trying to live a better life. And I didn't look back. I kept on going. I kept on moving. My life changed. Everything changed around me. And I raised my daughters now to be women, not to be bad, you know, not to be thoughts, not to be none of that. My daughters are in college, and that's the way I'm going to raise my last two girls.
Okay, so now we have every week here in the last couple of weeks, I've tried to have kids in here. And my thing is I like working with the kids. I could deal with them better. Ages like from 5 to 17. And what I try to do to give back is two kids at a time and just ask them what their dreams are or what do you want to, at their age, what could I do like right now to help you? What do you want to do? So I have two young ladies in here. Right, no, she could come to you.
Come talk.
And she could go over there with Jaime.
Talk to, on that mic.
And so we have a couple of minutes left.
Heaven, what do you want? What are your dreams?
Heaven. I thought this was
talk
heaven.
Your
I did
tell us.
That was
Riley. Riley, what are your dreams? What do you want to become?
Doctor.
You want to be a doctor? Yeah, you got to go. You got to do what? You got to go to school, and you got to study hard. And you got to tell the people what you need to do. Don't be shy.
How you going to get money for a scholarship, Heaven, if you don't talk
that's
to that mic?
See, I thought that was Heaven, too, right? I thought that was Heaven as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Heaven.
Riley.
Riley, what can I do for you before the summer is over? What would you like to do? Would you like to go somewhere? What would you like to do?
Tell us where you want to go.
Where you want to go? Heaven, you only got 2 minutes.
Come on, Heaven. What do you want? Tell us your dreams.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A doctor to the mic.
Speak it to the mic.
Well, they're going to be the shyest doctors we going to have. They ain't going to talk loud.
Is there anything you want to do when school is out? Is there somewhere you want to go? Is there a gift you want? What is there? What could we at Swag Talk do for you? Is it a doll you want? Is it want to go to Magic Mountain? Disney?
All right, come on, I'm going.
Okay,
let's go to Magic Mountain.
Disneyland.
What do you want? It's a doll.
You want a doll?
So which doll?
An American Girl doll.
An American Girl.
And Riley, where you want to go? I thought you wanted to go to Adventure City.
Adventure City.
You want to go to Adventure City? Years. You got to tell the people you want to go so they can call and help you get there.
Call, tell them. Say yes, I want to go. Where you want to go?
She's shaking her head. Yeah.
You gotta say where you want to go.
We should just set up a camp, summer camp for these kids.
Hey, you know what?
That'll work.
That's doable.
Mm-hmm.
That's doable. Bubbles know the people.
I just had like a
Bubbles
revelation.
Bubbles know the people. Got a camp.
Oh, Camp Giddy Up.
Camp Giddy Up with Glenn Turman and his wife because right. Bubbles went. And they made so much fun of Bubbles being on that horse hollering and screaming.
While we were speaking, that's what I seen. A camp, swag camp,
yes,
summer
indeed.
Camp.
Camp
Giddy Up.
Can make
it's in
that
July.
Happen.
Yeah.
So Bubbles, you'll get in touch. I'll see if I can get in touch with Joanne, Glenn's wife.
And, okay.
And
that'll
see
be
if
great.
We can set
second
it up
call
for,
too.
For swag. Well, second call, we got
all these grown people.
Yeah, just look,
I
you
forgot.
Know, we support swag, you know.
I know you started
I've changed the name. What swag stand for?
We're the protege of
what is
Skip.
It?
It's Tell Skip it. With all girls.
Which means those 12 kids gonna turn into about 12 moms.
Oh man.
Okay, before we close, Sweezy, is there anything you would like to tell the young listeners? And I'm quite sure all of them are your Facebook. You want to bust a rap? Let's have a rap off with you and Jaime.
Yeah, it's a different rap style.
Right. These are the breaks. Curtis Blow taught us that. Grew up around poverty. I ain't trying to go back. Never been a bummy dude, but I done lived around the slums. Money, power, respect. You think I don't want them? Rosa Parks, we thank you for standing up for us. But why is it black people still ride the back of the bus? 40 acres in the mill, where we gonna get our stuff? They supply the ghetto with drugs, they kids cop from us. Call it a turnstile. a revolving door. The rich get rich, yet the poor stay poor. Got dressed, so I hit him mob jokes every day. Ah, blood of a king, skin of a slave, skip what they say. Blood of a king, skin of a slave, skip what they say. If you ain't catch it, stop trying. There's no way they say I'm rapping like Pac, Common, Nob, even Luda. Don't get it twisted up, them penitentiaries will school you. I done been around cats who was humble, you're still whore. Even been to army spots, be all you can be yours. What they claim to sell rocks, pimp women and bust guns. And when it come to mail package and visits, they gets none, huh?
That was high.
Okay.
Politically
incorrect,
you
too. Okay. I'm up. Time to make my joyful noise. Submission to God has given me poise. Redemption is my truest choice. Reform from being a spliff, twister, liquor, swigger, duck figure, dome splitter, drug dealer, only to name a few. Prayer warriors in my corner since day one. Big part of me making it through. Giving praises to the holy and only begotten. The reason my soul ain't rotten. These are my seeds I sowed through. A king amongst kings who learned to grow through. I'ma remain engulfed in his faith and works, bringing the ministry to the turf, forever from lining and screaming, my Lord, my Savior, for whatever it's worth.
Amen.
I make beats now. I could do some. I could put a little Ohio players and something together, take the words out, have a nice little tune going.
The old school.
Yeah, I could play the keyboards. How about that?
All right, I want to thank our special guest and Bobby Buck.
Yes,
Hi, Bobby.
Thank you.
Man.
Yes, sir.
Thank our little bitty guests, Riley and Heaven. Thank LS for being here on time.
I was on time, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Now you want to talk, it's time to roll. And Snoopy, anything left you got to say, you want to say?
Man, thank y'all for listening, for real.
Right. Yeah. Calling all the way from New York, too. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we on our way out there, too, with that King Amongst Kings mini tour, you know, being the rare breed in gospel gangsters.
All right.
New York?
Yes, sir.
New York. I'm hoping
we could get Skip to go with us in July.
Let's go. What'd it take? I'm driving, though.
Let's go. Okay, you could take the scary
people. If you drive, I could do that.
Right, I'm driving. I got even this thing with heights.
I'm petrified of planes.
But seriously, though, I appreciate the opportunity to unify because it's a positive thing. It's other positive entities. We positive entities that's coming and connecting with you. And unification is the biggest thing to make this thing work.
Thank you, Jaime.
Appreciate it.
Well, I'm trying. Thanks to Kid Skip Townsend for opening the door.
Keep up the good work. We support you.
With his little proteges.
God first. Without him, nothing's possible. Binky Mac on the track. DJ Sales. Iceberg the Great. Mr. Los Angeles. I'm here with the sister that's working against gang violence. You got Miss Bubbles. Miss Spring. Lady Slick. And Mary the Therapist. And Miss Mary the Therapist, man. She got that card for you. She wants you to sit down and tell her about how you feel. She makes sure you walk around feeling good about yourself. I mean, I need all the G's. YG's, OG's, double G's, triple OG's. Without y'all, we can't make it happen, man. This is our community. Our main goal is to reach the young children that are followed by TVs and media. Special thanks to the commander for the elite gang intervention training. Special shout out to Skip Townsend for opening the door. Like I said, these ladies are here to help. They're here for gang intervention, domestic violence. Shout out to those who support. They here for the mothers who lose their sons to jail and or death. So, if you with the movement, please check these sisters out. Like I said, Miss Bubbles, Miss Spring, Lady Slick, Putty, and Mary the Therapist.
Working against gang vibes.
Swag. V.